So, Sean McFadden, it's the turn of the year. We're looking forward to events in 2019. And one of the events which has gained a lot of popularity over the last couple of years is the Donegal 555 Ultra Race, which covers the county and I suppose, what, for 6 months or so out from it. But there is a couple of wee changes. I suppose one of those is the date you've decided to go a week earlier this year.
Yeah, we're going a week earlier this year, Oisín, because the rally falls on the third Friday in June. I couldn't get my head around that at the start, but I think you might be able to explain that a bit better because you're into the rallying yourself.
Well, the rally's always the third Friday of June, and then that means it's going to clash with the regular date that yous would always have.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
And obviously the size of the event of the rally, it's taking precedence that weekend.
It is indeed.
And there'll only be a couple of clash because the rally goes around the county with the stages, but you're also going around the county.
Yes, we are.
So you are, and it's... Is there going to be any changes to the course, I suppose?
There's going to be no changes to the course as such yet. We might be changing maybe the halfway point, we're not sure yet. But there's no changes to the course as such, so it's still doing the same route as the last 3 years.
Right, and we'll just maybe recap on that route then, Sean. Obviously, yeah, leaving Letterkenny and then heading out.
Leaving the Mount Errigal and heading for Inishowen around Mamore Gap and back to the Mount Errigal, I suppose that's the first stage. Yeah. Some people stop off in the Mount Errigal and maybe get a quick cup of tea and a shower and move on from there. And then we're heading around Knockgalla, Atlantic Drive, and back to around Hornhead, yeah, and back to Dunfanaghy. And that where Dunfanaghy is the halfway point this year, as normal. We're going to have a assess people there to make sure they're okay and they're safe to move on. And then we're going to take on, I suppose, Glengesh, Carrick, Kilcare, and all the way back to Letterkenny.
It's not easy, Sean.
It sounds easy, but it's not. Like we know ourselves, it's a tough course, and we've had some real good riders over the years has tested the course, and I suppose last year was a real eye opener to what can be done on the course. And we never thought we'd see another course record from Ronan McLaughlin. Like he set a real high standard, but last year Cormac Keeney come. He's a local man, Letterkenny man as well, but trains out in Sierra Nevada Mountains, and he's there most part of the year training. He come and he kind of put it to another level.
Yeah. Is the likes of Mr. Keeney and Ronan McLaughlin going to be interested in coming back this year?
Well, Mr. Keeney, I suppose, sitting on the fence at the minute. He hasn't entered, yeah, but I know Ronan McLaughlin is really keen to come back and he's biting at the bit to come back. But we have a few other guys that's sitting on the wing, you know, real good competitors that has rid like the biggest, I suppose, bike race in Ireland is the FBD RAS. Yeah. A few boys that have been texting me and asking me what's it about and, you know, what is the challenge and that kind of stuff. And we have a few women as well this year. You know, we have it looks like there's going to be a good field of women this year. As I sit at the moment, I think we've got nearly five solo women. That's if they all start, you know. So, and I'm very keen on that to make it a good women's race, you know. And I suppose last year, we had one woman, an English woman, she come and we never actually seen her from start to finish. She just set a course record as well. So hopefully the weather will be as nice as it was last year. I know Ronan McLaughlin thinks if the weather is as good, he's coming to give it a real good rattle. Yep. So, and Keeney as well is sitting on the fence to see what happens.
Has this event now fixed itself in the calendar and sports people and people who want to do types of events like that? It's now been talked about around the rest of the country, is it, Sean?
Oh, very much so. You know, I mean, the first years, as you know, it took a while to get legs, but it's got its date, it's got its month now, and everybody kind of has made it into the calendar going forward for 2019. You know, people set their calendar for endurance racing out at the start of the year. And people have set their target this year for the 555.
Yeah. If you are setting a target for the 555, away from the elite riders, the likes of Cormac Keeney and Ronan McLaughlin, now is the time that you should be preparing for this because it's a serious test, sort of.
It is. This is the time now that you need to be clocking up the miles. You know, I mean, there's no point maybe 2 months out thinking that you're going to do the 555. You know, as we know last year, I suppose our icon last year was Cormac won the elite, but Bridget Frill from Mulford, if I'm right, from Mulford, come and challenged herself at the start of the year when we done a charity cycle with Philip Dagenham from the community centre. And she asked myself and Eugene McGittigan, was it possible? And we said, yes, everything's possible, but now is the time to start. Bridget went away and got a programme of somebody, whoever it was, I don't know, and she nibbled away and clawed away at it, and she got it done. And that day that she finished at the Mount Errigal, I think made it very special for us that it is doable. It's not about the elite. The fun person can do it as well as a challenge. So, you know, that's what I like about the 555. It is an elite race for the Carmicks and the Ronans and whoever else want to beat their time. But it's possible for a beginner cyclist that wants to challenge himself.
Yeah, it's not about the time. It's about getting to that, getting to the finish line, no matter how long it takes.
It's about getting to the finish line. I suppose the cut-off point in Dunfanaghy is around 19 hours. It's getting there. Once you make that cut-off point, you're nearly going to get to the finish line. Yeah. We're going to be waiting for you at the Mount Errigal with your medal and with the balloons to make sure that you know you finish and everybody's there cheering you in.
It's not just about single entries. There's team entries here as well. There's various different categories because it's daunting for some just to enter as one person and do this in a solo. But there is the beauty of having a team there as well. If you want to do it, be it in pairs, be it in fours, be it in, I think it was eights, wasn't it?
There's solo twos, fours and eights. Yep. And the thing about it is, we come up with this idea was that if families wanted to do it or businesses wanted to do it as a company and do it as a challenge themselves. So yeah, the solos and the twos is very competitive, but the fours and the eights is very fun and enjoyable for people to take it on, you know. And like this year at the minute, I think we've got over 24 four-man teams already, so that is really selling out. The two-man teams is the same. It's coming really, really good. I think we've like 16 four-man teams, and that's very competitive because there is a record as well there, and the four-man team, they really go at it. The two-man team, they really go at it. But with the eights and the fours, it's fun. And as I say, it's like friends, family and businesses that want to take it on.
Yeah. So people's thinking about the 555. Now is the time, I suppose, to get your training started is one thing. But you have to get your entry in.
Yeah. Well,
because if you don't get your entry in on these full, you're going to lose out.
Well, we try to accommodate everybody that we can, you know. But I am telling people, like, please enter. And, you know, if something comes up and it is a genuine, we can change your entry to the following year. You know, I mean, we can do that. We have done that over the years, and we're doing that. There was a couple of people last year that couldn't do it. Something come up, and we've changed their entries to this year. So try and get your entries in. We're kind of limited to 100 on the road. So, you know, try and get your entries in as soon as you can.
And it's all on the website?
It's all on Donegal Ultra 555 website.
And finally, just take into consideration the change of date.
Change of date is the 14th of June. Just check the website, go on to the entries and go down through the race programme. It's all on the website and you'll get it there.
Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Oisín, again. Thank you.